a white person who's really not very well off and hasn't had much education, but is especially really not good for much, doesn't like to work, and he's lazy. What would a white man call another white man who's like that?
Call it that, all right.
What would a black, what would a colored person call a white man who's like that?
Okay.
What about a man who lives out in the country and doesn't know much about city ways, and when he comes into town, he really stands out? It's easy to identify him. You'd say he's just an old
country boy.
Country boy. Does it make any difference what part of the country he comes from, what you'd call him, like if he came from the piney woods or the mountains or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard people say he's from the piney woods.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use the word Hoosier?
Yeah.
He's an old Hoosier? Does that mean he's just country?
Country Hoosier.
Okay. What about if you were at a party, you might look at your watch and it's about 11:30 or so, and you might say, well, we better be getting home, it's
getting late.
Okay. Or if you're trying to walk on the sidewalk and it has some ice on it, you might say, well, I managed to keep my balance, but I
slipped down.
Mm-hmm. Or if you caught yourself, I almost slipped down.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if somebody's waiting on you to get ready to go somewhere and they ask you, well, are you going to be ready soon? You might say, well, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay. If you know you're on the right road to wherever you're going, but you're not sure about the distance, you might ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Okay. And if you're trying to show me something here in the room and I just can't see it, you might point to it and say, what? I'm looking around, you point to it and say,
that is right there. Mm-hmm. Or, did you see it?
Yeah. Or look here at this.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people use that phrase, look here, when they're mad at somebody?
Yeah.
Now you look here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to know how many times about something, you'd ask, well, how
often?
Mm-hmm. And let's say if somebody says that, tells you he's not going to vote for Jimmy Carter, and you agree with him, you'd say, well, I say, I'm not going to vote for Jimmy Carter. And you say,
I'm not neither.
Okay. What do you call this part of your head right here?
Part.
Okay. And this right here that you have to cut every now and then is your
hat.
Uh-huh. And if you let it grow out on your face, you say you're growing a
beard or whiskers.
And this right here is my,
yeah.
Which one is it?
That's it.
And this is my
right.
Uh-huh. And this is my
mouth.
Uh-huh. And this is my
neck.
Uh-huh. And this is my
throat.
Uh-huh. What do you call this thing that
goozle?
Goozle. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about, and I have a mouthful of
false teeth, good teeth.
Okay, and you call one of them a
tooth.
Uh-huh. And it's fleshy part.
Gum.
Uh-huh. And what about, this is my
hand.
And I have two.
Two hands.
Uh-huh. And this part is the
palm.
Uh-huh. And if I do this, I make a
bit.
I have two.
Two bit.
Uh-huh. And if when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his
breast.
Or his
chest.
Uh-huh. And these are my
shoulders.
Uh-huh. And this is my left
leg.
Uh-huh. And that's my left
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
Uh-huh. What about this part right here?
That's your shin.
Uh-huh. And what about the back part of your thigh? What do you call that?
Hip.
Okay. Or if I have to, if I squat down, you might say I'm sitting on my what?
Uncle.
What about if a person's been sick for a while, but he's up now? You might say, well, he's been sick a long time. He's up now, but he still looks a bit
peaky looking bad.